Right, the 50th anniversary of the Clonmany Agricultural Show, Sheepdog Trials and Food Festival is taking place next year, the 8th of August, 2017. It seems like 1,000 years away, but it's never too early to start planning. Marty Noon, committee member, and Manus, or is it Manus?
Marius.
Marius, okay. She had Manus and then changed it to Marius. Marius Noon, also chairman of the committee. Both of you very welcome into studio.
Thank you. Morning,
so
Greg.
We are
morning,
quite a bit out, aren't we? But as I say, these things, I think as soon as they finish, the planning starts again, doesn't it?
Yeah, the planning starts the next day. They have to be run because it takes so much and so long to gather all the bits for next year.
Give us a bit of a history of the show.
Being the 50th year, that's why we are gathering some memorabilia. But it started back in 1967, so that's their 50th year next year. It started off with sheepdog trials, and there was some sheep showed on the day as well. The thinking was it'd be a few local farmers and to get together to better the stock. So that built in, it started off on a few acres and has built in now, went from a few acres. Now the show, we're proud to say that it runs in over 100 acres.
Yeah, because a lot of shows and festivals and what have you, they start and then they peter out after a couple of years. To be going for 50 years and to go from what you say it started as to where we're at now is an unbelievable achievement, isn't it?
Yeah, and it's the showcase, like the sheepdog trials, the thinking was good. I say it bettered the cattle and it bettered the sheepdog trials. It was always known as the dog show. And to this day, like we have locals now taking part all over the world in sheepdog trials. And that all because of starting what some local farmers started off
and got the interest. They did well locally and then other options opened up.
Yeah.
So I suppose it's 50 years, so you're going to have the usual fun, as you always have, and attractions, but then you want to reflect then on the half century.
What we're really looking for, is memorabilia. I say it started off just a very small, it's now a big family show, which I'll go into, but our idea for being here today, we're currently looking for any memorabilia from previous shows, such as old photographs. We do have, we've currently, some of the committee are gathering stuff, which are doing a very good job at. But we're looking to maybe somebody at home has an old catalogue, maybe from the 60s and 70s, or anything else, maybe old stories, a photograph, maybe two people just at the show that maybe didn't have livestock, but an old photograph, catalogues, anything connected with the show in the last 50 years, we'd love to hear from them. And just to put together, just we want to showcase that at the show next year.
And because of the wonders of modern technology, it's so simple to get a quick, get your hands on a photo or something, quick copy.
Yeah, anything I'd say, it will be returned. Mm. Catalogues, any information at all, a story, a yarn from the show, we'd be very glad to hear from. As I say, the show originally started off with just been sheepdog trials and a few sheep been judged. That moved on over the years from cattle. We now are very proud to have horses, ponies, donkeys, poultry, home industries. But more so now, as it has come, the family, what had been a family day out, a food festival, which is a big thing. You can think back that time, it was just maybe a few, maybe mainly for men. And it was always a big social gathering that people maybe only met once a year, come to these things. But now, with the food festival that we've been going on nearly 10 years, it brings all the local produce of food. And all the women can get involved. For example, this year we have a few years a taste of Anishowen, and that's done by the well-known chef Brian McDermott. And also, just to mention, our main sponsor for that is Derek Diver, who's famous for the Croc to Grow oysters.
And you know, things like this can only continue and can only grow and develop with a sort of forward-thinking committee and you know, a hard-working committee too.
Yeah, well, thank God we do have that, a hard-working committee and hard-working volunteers. Without them, the show would not definitely be there.
Mm.
And the big thing is sponsors. Sponsors cannot be emphasised enough.
Yeah.
Sponsors, definitely without them, there wouldn't be. The volunteers, the sponsors, the landowners, having a site for a show that size is a big thing.
I think it's really interesting to be chatting to you now, because often when we are talking about festivals, it's a week beforehand or 2 weeks beforehand or 3 weeks beforehand, and it's almost as if you click your fingers and it's there.
Unfortunately,
but it's Saturday morning, 2 weeks out from Christmas, and you can see the cogs are turning as to to getting towards this event all the way away in August?
Well, say it takes 12 months building for the next one, but especially for this year, they want it to be bigger and better than ever, and the plan is to gather as much as we can, and maybe you're just sitting around over the Christmas dinner and maybe the subject will come up, and if there's an old photograph or anything,
could be sitting on the mantelpiece, or it could be upstairs in a box, or
some lady, or maybe her husband has passed on and maybe has old letters or old something.
And is the idea to have sort of like a stand or a tent or something, and have all of this stuff on display? It'd be a lovely thing, altogether.
So, just other things to say, the show's how it has developed over the years. We're now proud to say to have the food festival, which is a big, there's a cookery demonstration. This year we're proud to hold the home cook. That's for any local ladies. You don't have to be a professional like Brian McDermott or any of the rest. You can just be your own cooking, a lady that likes doing cooking. We're hosting the Western qualifier of the All Ireland Home Cook Competition. That'll be in at the Kilmany Show next year as well. To mention trade stands, it's all about local producers, trying to get the local producers to, if you make something, should be a craft, whatever, to come and exhibit it, show it. That's how the whole thing.
Because we do know, in terms of, you know, we have people rearing their own animals and they're slaughtering them themselves, they're packaging them and selling, you know what I mean? It's literally from the farm to the plate, the one small family. But it's not just that, as you say, it's crafts. It could be, you know, anything at
You're always welcome, and I say, anybody's got any ideas as well, if you've got ideas of how the 50 years should be celebrated, love to hear from you.
It's fantastic. I haven't got along to it myself, but I know many, many people that do, and they always come back and report it to be one of the highlights.
That's one for your calendar for
definitely.
Next year.
Well, I've plenty of notice. I've no excuse.
A couple of other things over the years, to say that we hosted the International Sheepdog Trials back in the 1970s.
That would have been a big coup at the time.
That definitely would have been. That was the forward thinking, 40 years ago. To have a
because we talk about access now and travel and you know what I mean, like it would have been more of a mission to travel up the country to Clonmany in the 70s than it is now.
You didn't have the websites or even the mobile phones wasn't as easy access.
Are these things getting easier to put together or more difficult? Because obviously now you've got insurance and you've got this, that and the other and the overheads and you know what I mean, like. We're not going to finish on this because I'm not being negative either, but you know, you can almost be regulated out of something to an extent.
Yeah, well, of course, the costings, as you mentioned, insurance is a big one. Our prize money, because if you build a show to.
You can't be giving away a box of biscuits.
Exactly. The hires, our marquee hire, we'll put up 15, 40 foot marquees next year. Like, that comes at a big cost. But mentioned about cost, that's another reason that I'm going to mention. We are having a 50th anniversary members draw. It's a £75,000 draw, which was drawn at the show next year.
What's the top prize there?
The top prize was one for you, Greg, a tractor.
Oh, I thought you were going to say a comb.
A comb? No, you're like myself, a comb. A comb. That's a good job as radio, not too. We've lovely faces for radio.
Yeah, no, it's brilliant. So the top prize is a tractor, brilliant.
The top prize is a tractor. I'll just actually give you a copy of that.
Yeah, throw it over here, look. So this is a Clonmany Agricultural Show 50th anniversary members draw €75,000 in total. A Landini tractor, beautiful.
That's 100 horsepower, by the way. That 100 HP.
You mentioned sponsors in a show and tractors on board with that. A Honda Quad by DA Forgy. Cash, third prize, $4,000. Fourth prize, $2,000. Fifth prize, €1,000 voucher of animal feeds from Kevin Cullen and Daleside Feeds. And then the prices run down to the 10th.
Cash,
€500 in cash for the 10th prize. Not bad at all. Tickets, €100. They aren't exactly cheap, but then again, look at the prices. So, you know what I mean? You've got to be in it to win it, don't you?
There's different ways of thinking. There's a 75,000, as you see, the prize fund. And you think €100 dear, but isn't it funny? We bought £100 tickets 30 years ago.
Yeah.
So like
for houses. But anyway, so the tickets
not going to that.
But the tickets are available to buy online at clonmannyshow.com. Any of the committee members also, any of the committee members will also be able to hook you up, and you can get more information. It's the clonmannyagrishow@gmail.com.
Yeah. Just a couple of wee things that they might have missed over there. A couple of big competitions that we have. I already mentioned the food festival. We are proud to have an All-Ireland Baby Beef Heifer competition, which runs every year. There's €2,000 giveaway in that, and that our main sponsor there is Zinnishone Co-op and Mart, which we're very proud of. A few side shows. Just a quick run over. There's a fashion show, which takes place every year. Show jumping, a dog and pet show. We have tractor pulling, tug of war, children's amusements, horseshoes, digger skills, jiving competition. Maybe you've been to that, Craig.
My knees are playing me up. Well, at the moment, look, I've got 8 months to get myself sorted.
We're proud. We're going to have live music all day. Great. So there's something for everyone in
it
that.
Really, it's more than just.
A family day.
Yeah,
out.
Exactly. They'd say a family everything. Day. Well, listen, it's been a pleasure having you in. The key message here is, it's lovely to give it a flag now, but it's memorabilia from previous shows, such as old photographs, catalogues, anything connected with the shows in the past 50 years. It could be a couple who met at the show and ended up getting married, and it could be a wedding photo, and they met there, or anything like that. There,
that's history's good. They can come back and tell us.
They got divorced at the second one, but anyway, no, not at all. We wouldn't have any of that crack. Listen, it's been a pleasure having both of you in. Marty Noon, committee member, and Marius Noon. Marius is not a Donegal name, is it? Is it?
Yeah.
What's it? Is it Irish?
No, I think I don't think it's Irish, like, you know, but there are a few in about Donegal now.
Marius, it's a nice Marius. Name. Yep. It's been a pleasure having you, Marius. Marty wouldn't let you get a word in edgeways, but you were here for moral support anyway. It was worth coming down for that, wasn't it?
That's great, thanks.
So you can drive home. Listen, best luck with the festival. The website, Clonmany... What is the website again? It's clonmannyshow.com.
Yes.
Which is really, really simple. Get information. You can get involved. Find out. Make some suggestions if you want, as you mentioned. And the memorabilia you can pass on if you have any. And you'll sort it out. Make sure everyone gets it back and it's safe. And
yeah, or the more traditional way, if you just want a telephone number there at the bottom, 086-0808-161.
And I'll hold on to that because people might know our number a little bit better, and I'll pass that on. Listen, both of you, best luck. Well, I'm sure we'll chat
again. Thank you very much, Craig, for your time.
Before August.
Could we just take this opportunity of wishing all our, especially our sponsors and our landowners, volunteers, everyone connected, and yourselves, a very happy, peaceful Christmas and a healthy new year.
Superb. Thank you so much. That's Marty Noon. And on the 17th indeed of August. Marty Noon and Marius Noon, both of you, thank you so much for coming on the programme.